こんにちは。Welcome to Learn Japanese with Master Sensei. This is episode 187. Today in this episode, we will learn about sae plus 何々 ba, which means as long as, if only. Now let's go. Noun plus sae plus verb, conditional form ba. It has two meanings. The first one is as long as.It is used to show that as long as a specific condition is fulfilled, everything else will fall into place or a particular outcome will occur. It highlights the significance of that condition, often suggesting that it is the sole requirement for achieving the desired result. For example, as long as I get paid, I will do the job.To get paid, in other words, to get a salary. Salary is 給料, 給料. To receive is もらいます, potential form, もらえます. Conditional form, ば, becomes もらえれば. So after 給料, we will put さえ, and then put together with もらえれば.給料さえもらえれば I will do that job. 私がその仕事をやります。給料さえもらえれば私がその仕事をやります。This expresses that if the condition of getting paid is fulfilled, nothing else is needed for I will do the job to be realized. Now let's make some example sentences.As long as the time works out, I would like to participate as well. So conditional form ba will be 会えば。時間さえ会えば。To participate is 参加します。So I would like to participate will be 私も参加したいです。時間さえ会えば私も参加したいんですが。時間さえ会えば私も参加したいんですが。As long as I can obtain the information, I should be able to solve this problem. Information is 情報、情報。To obtain is 取得します。Potential form is 取得できます。Conditional form ba is 取得できれば。情報さえ取得できれば。Problem is 問題、問題。To solve is 解決する。Potential form is 解決できます。Should is はずです。So it becomes 解決できるはずです。情報さえ取得できれば、この問題を解決できるはずです。情報さえ取得できれば、この問題を解決できるはずです。As long as you can write your name, anyone can be admitted to that university. Your name, 自分の名前。After this, we will put さえ。To write is 書きます。Potential form, 書けます。Conditional form, ば、書ければ。Anyone is 誰でも、誰でも。To be admitted to a school is 入学します。Potential form 入学できます。あの大学は自分の名前さえ書ければ誰でも入学できます。あの大学は自分の名前さえ書ければ誰でも入学できます。As long as I can speak English in Japan, I can work anywhere. In Japan, 日本で。After 英語, we will put さえ. To speak, 話します. Potential form, 話せます. Conditional form, ば, 話せれば. Anywhere is どこでも, どこでも. I can work is 働けます. 日本で英語さえ話せれば, どこでも働けます. 日本で英語さえ話せれば, どこでも働けます。 We also have other expressions. The first one is verb, stem word plus さえすれば. The second one is verb, 手 form plus さえいれば. So for example, as long as you study, you can pass the exam. To study is 勉強します. Now let's use the first expression, verb, stem word plus さえすれば. It becomes 勉強しさえすれば. To pass the exam, 試験に合格します. Potential form, 試験に合格できます.勉強しさえすれば試験に合格できます。勉強しさえすれば試験に合格できます。Now let's use the second expression. テフォーム plus さえいれば。So 勉強します becomes 勉強してさえいれば。After this, it's the same. 試験に合格できます。勉強してさえいれば試験に合格できます。As long as you take the medicine, you will get better soon. To take the medicine is 薬を飲みます。Now let's use the first expression. Verb, stem word plus さえすれば。薬を飲みさえすれば。You will get better soon. すぐに良くなります。薬を飲みさえすれば。すぐに良くなります。Let's use the second expression. Verb, 手 form plus さえいれば。It becomes 薬を飲んでさえいれば。すぐに良くなります。薬を飲んでさえいれば、すぐに良くなります。As long as you work hard, you can succeed. To work hard is 一生懸命働きます。一生懸命働きます。Let's use the first expression. Stem word plus さえすれば。It becomes 一生懸命働きさえすれば成功できます。一生懸命働きさえすれば成功できます。Let's use the second expression. テフォーム plus さえいれば。一生懸命働いてさえいれば成功できます。一生懸命働いてさえいれば成功できます。Until now we have practiced さえ plus conditional form ば, which means as long as. The second meaning is if only something, then. The only thing something need is. For example,If only I had money, I could go on a trip. Money is お金. So it becomes お金さえあれば. To go on a trip, 旅行に行きます. Potential form, 旅行に行けます. When we use this さえ plus conditional form ば, which has a meaning of if only, we often use のに at the end of the sentence.When you use のに at the end of a sentence, it expresses the feeling of regret, and it is also used when you want to blame the other person. So it becomes 旅行に行けるのに。お金さえあれば旅行に行けるのに。お金さえあれば旅行に行けるのに。If only I had the courage, I would challenge anything. Courage is 勇気、勇気。So to have the courage is 勇気があります。So it becomes 勇気さえあれば。Anything is 何でも、何でも。To challenge is 挑戦します、挑戦します。Let's use のに at the end of the sentence. 勇気さえあれば何でも挑戦するのに。勇気さえあれば何でも挑戦するのに。If only I had put in more effort, I could have passed. Effort is 努力、努力。To put in more effort will be 努力します。So it becomes 努力さえすれば。To pass the exam. 合格します。Potential form is 合格できます。It is past tense, so it becomes 合格できた。And then we will put together with のに。
努力さえすれば合格できたのに。努力さえすれば合格できたのに。
So today we learn about noun plus sae plus verb conditional form ba. It has two meanings. The first one is as long as, and the second one is if only. We also have other expressions. The first one is verb stem word plus sae すれば, and the second one is verb te form plus sae いれば。
So this is all for today. Thank you very much for listening. I hope it was helpful for you. If you're interested in Japanese grammars, please check out my YouTube channel. The link is in the description. I also have Facebook page and Instagram page, so please follow them as well. I will see you in the next episode. ありがとうございました。バイバイ。